shaking to the top. The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the ville. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill. Generate the faithful.
Hello, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and I'm back for another 2 hours here this Thursday night, another week. And I am joined by my
Groovy Georgia.
Groovy Georgia, my favorite co-host, who's unfortunately not here right now. She is.
I'm in New Zealand at the moment, and we are FaceTiming.
We are.
This is technology. Y'all.
At its finest, y'all. So we started off the hour with The Clash, Rock the Casbah, and then Yes with Sweetness. And now we're listening to Kruongbin with Dernkala. And freshman year, one of Nico's roommates, not one of his roommates, one of the people who lived near him in the dorm was named Sharif. And I was like, oh, hey Nico, does he not like it? And he's like, what? It's like, oh, you know, Sharif. Does he not like it when you rock the Casbah? And he was still confused, and I was just disappointed. Do you get it? Because I played that song. You just heard it. Do I have to play it again?
No, I got it. So funny. I understand these jokes.
Ha. Of course you do. Yeah. No. You will. One day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a promise. You're gonna know this next one. That's a promise. You can't see the screen right now. Good. Good, 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 good. It'll be a secret, but you'll know.
Okay.
Do you have any guesses?
Is it the same song?
No.
You're pulling a sneaky on all of us.
No, I don't like repeats.
Okay, good.
I like to keep it fresh here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah. That reminds me of a joke.
Okay.
I don't have enough time, do I? No, this song's gonna end. Let's find another.
Save it for the next one.
Fine.
We'll just have to wait in suspense. Anticipation.
It's the one about the fisherman. Remind me of that. I totally had enough time.
It's okay. We're building the tension.
My dad says hi.
Hi, Jim.
Well done. Da-na-na-na-na. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands are good. You know, if you ever want to punctuate a moment, jazz hands.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Well, that was the punctuation. And now we're gonna start the next song.
All right.
Period. All right. Yeah. You have any closing remarks? Any more punctuation? What else is like?
No.
Okay. Here's No, I can't even come up. It's the Beatles. Yeah. What was it? The Grasshoppers.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Hello? Ah, there we go. I think I hear an echo. How strange. I have been attempting to put Georgia on through. Oh, this is weird. What am I doing wrong? I've been messing with the board. I hope I didn't mess anything up too bad. just been attempting to have Georgia come through as well. So I can. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think you should be able to hear Georgia. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
What for?
Did that come through? It's just like an awful noise to everybody.
No, wasn't that bad. So yeah, sorry about the extended ness of the interlude. I was attempting to. This is weird. I'm hearing, like, do you guys hear an echo? If anyone out there, Dad, do you hear an echo? Anyway, the joke I wanted to tell, because I said very fresh, there was a. The echo's really bothering me. There's a fisherman, a fishmonger, someone who sells fish, yeah? Fishmonger selling some fish. And okay, I'm the only one with the echo. That's really fun. Fishmonger selling some fish, and he's not very good at English. He only knows three phrases. He knows how to say. I may not remember this joke. You can. Maybe I'll remember next break. How are you doing, Georgia?
I'm doing great. I'm writing an assignment at the moment.
Oh, that sounds.
And it's thrilling stuff.
Exactly the word I would use. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
How good.
I just had a really awkward conference call with some of my classmates, and we discussed education.
Ooh, how fun.
And that's what I do with my time, you know? And now I have to write a reflection about that experience.
The joys of school.
It's so fun. I love my brain
being
filled with things. No, for real, I should be more excited about education considering I'm studying to be a teacher.
Yeah.
For the most part, I don't enjoy it, but.
That's good. You only need to enjoy it for the most part. That's more than enough. I'd say. Oh, no. The echo's still there.
I have a fun thing.
Yeah.
So, I have a friend who studies tourism. And she is moving from New Zealand to Florida, probably.
Why?
To work at Disneyland.
Okay.
Disney World, you know, one of those. And so she's having a leaving party, and it's going to be American theme. And so I feel like I'm in a good position for this, given I am dating an American. But if anyone.
Hello?
Isn't he tears? Can you hear me?
Yeah, if anyone.
If anyone has any tips
on
what I could dress up as for this American themed party, what's the number, Max?
It is 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-9636.
Thinking of dressing up as Max. I have a WMFO t-shirt.
Oh, perfect.
And then, like, no one else would get the joke, but I would get it, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like that's, yeah. I like it. I think it's a good joke.
If you have anything better, let me know.
I don't know. Is anyone going to have something better than that? Oh yeah, I got rid of the echo. Woo!
Oh, whoa, what a genius.
I'm just pressing
buttons. Are you like an engineer or something?
How'd you know? cool. Yeah, no. So, what I ended up doing before to get it so that I could hear you, and they couldn't, I think, I hooked you up to a second broadcast. Then I had that broadcast go to my headphones so I could hear the music and you.
Whoa.
And then they were listening to broadcast one, which was just the music. And then I switched us over to broadcast one, and boom, we're on air.
Whoa.
Magic.
Crazy Tam.
Bored monkey. Okay, I got the joke. Fishmonger only knows three sentences. He knows how to say, So someone walks up to him bright and early in the morning, first thing. I say, hi, how much for a pound of fish? He says, only 25 cents. Only 25, is it fresh? Oh, yes, very fresh. Oh, great. Can I buy a pound? Not today, maybe tomorrow. Okay. And they walk away. And then next person comes up. It's like, hi, can I buy 3 pounds of fish? How much per pound? Only 25 cents. Oh, great. Is it fresh? Yes, very fresh. Great. Can I buy some? Not today, maybe tomorrow. And this goes on through the day. And then that night, as he's packing up, this robber comes up. He say, "Hey, how much you got on the cash register?" "Only 25 cents." "Are you being fresh?" "Yes, very fresh." "You trying to die, kid?" "Not today, maybe tomorrow."
It's really unfortunate. I wonder how his business is doing, you know?
Not well, I would assume. Yeah. Aww.
I'm sure he's doing fine.
Oh no.
Fish, right? People will buy it.
But he's not selling any. I think that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, come back next week to find out what happens to... Does he have a name?
Fishmonger number one.
Fishmonger number one. See what happens to him.
Yeah, and in the meantime...
It could be a good short story.
In the meantime, we've been voicing over for a while because I've gotten lost and confused... And, but what we have on now is David Bowie's Warsawa from his album Low. Before this, Mahavishnu Orchestra with Miles Beyond, Frank Zappa with Peaches and Regalia, and Oregon with The Rough Places Plain. And then with real music, we had Tears for Fears with Everybody Wants to Rule the World and The Beatles with Oh Darling. And, I also had a song by Ariel Pink, hope you guys liked it. I heard it today on my commute, or maybe yesterday, called Another Weekend off of the album dedicated to Bobby Jameson. And yeah, I think I liked it. I think it was a bit slow. I'm struggling to remember it, and I couldn't hear it because that's when I was trying to figure out the board. But now we're all set. Woo! Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. when did I play that? I played that before Oregon, after Tears for Fears. 8:22. Very good. So, it is Thursday. There is one day left in the week, as they call it. And tomorrow I am doing a site visit for work, which is really exciting. I got to wear my high-vis vest on the T home. That was a good time. Only got a couple of funny looks. And You know, that's work. See, this is why I don't do three voiceover songs in a row.
Why?
I don't know what to say anymore.
You should start a new fashion line. This has probably already happened, but you can make it happen again. Make a new fashion line that's all high-vis wear, you know, so businessmen like yourself can go to work and make a statement, more of a statement than you're already making, you know?
I wasn't there, and so correct me if I'm wrong, pretty sure that was the 80s. You know?
I mean, I wasn't there either.
Yeah, but like neon? No. Maybe like 90s with those like, I'm thinking of those like rain jackets with like the reflective and the, yeah.
If there was an, so we both grew up in like the 2000s basically, right?
Yeah.
So like, what is an era that you wish you could have grown up in?
I don't know.
If it wasn't the 2000s.
The year 2525.
Is that a song that's about to come up?
It is. It's a song I haven't thought about in honestly probably years. Or at least a couple months. It's been a while. By Zager and Evans. In the year. Yep, Zager and Evans. There we go. I like this song. It's very weird.
All right, should we have a listen?
The one that's on or in the year 2525?
Year 2525.
All right, let's put it on to the year 20... Actually, you go first. What decade would you have liked to grow up in?
Well, you know, I feel like there's, like, I want to say something cool, like, the 20s, but then, you know, there were lots of problems going on.
There are lots of problems going on right now.
That's true. Well, I kind of think of, like, you know.
Yeah.
The fashion and the music of the time. I probably would have loved, like, 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
But, you know, also.
It's all problematic.
Yeah. Humans are fun.
Yeah.
But that's me. What about you?
Honestly, the thing about the past is it doesn't have any things of the future.
No technologies and...
And yeah, and like because right now, there's a lot of music that I like, and I feel like if I wanted to live like and grow up in the 60s or 70s when like the majority of the music I like came out, I would still be missing out on all the other music that I like, which is newer.
That's true.
And then like, yeah. So I like now because I get all of the music of then and the music of now. So I think that the only real way to go is to the future, because then you get all the things of now and then some. And maybe it'll be less problematic. Here is In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, you took today. In the year twinkling of starlight, so very far away. Maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may
good.
He does it with a smile. Boom, boom. Here they go again. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. And my heart beats. Boom, boom. A helpful friend. Oh, what a friend. I look at him with thanks. He reaches deep into his coat. What has he in his hand?
I've got it figured out with the board. You there, George?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We're all here. We got the team all together.
Dream team.
Dream team. Gotta get the levels.
Gosh, speaking of dreams, can I tell them my weird dream I had last night?
Oh, good goodness. Yeah, please.
Okay, so I had a dream that my grandparents got kidnapped and... like somewhere in the Amazon or something.
Could you get yourself a bit closer to the mic?
Is this any better?
I think that's very good. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So I had a dream that my grandparents got kidnapped, which was, you know, to a medical round. But we got them back, so that was fine. So we're having a party on a boat, and I was dancing with my dad, which is, like, unheard of. My dad does not dance.
Yes.
Except really pilot, and he has this, you know, a pilot's hat, which he usually refuses to wear because he doesn't really like it. And so I went to take his hat off, and there was just, like, a smaller hat underneath, and then, like, I just kept taking the hats off until it got to, like, smaller pilot hats. It was like a visor, so it didn't have the top on it. So, any dream interpreters got anything to say about that? Because
855